are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio. I repeat, you are listening to WONY 90.9 FM Red Dragon Radio.
When I got out of the Marine Corps, I was not just, you know, working with my physical disabilities, I was emotionally broken. I remember thinking, how did I get here? How? It was affecting me in my marriage. My husband, he didn't know how to help me. He actually called Wounded Warrior Project. Wounded Warrior Project had this thing called Couples Odyssey.
It was an eye-opener, and I think it really saved our marriage.
They gave us books and resources and tools on how to help us with that.
I just love him. I love you, honey.
I love you, too.
Watching her fight for her mental health, fighting for other veterans, fighting for this family, helped me to fight, too. Well, I always loved her, but I love her 10 times more for that.
Not all wounds are visible. If you or a loved one are suffering, visit woundedwarriorproject.org/notalone.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, September 15th, join the Activities Council for Club Feud, happening from 9 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, head down to the Red Dragon Theater for some Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday, join the Student Fashion Society for their first general body meeting, happening from 7 to 8:15 p.m. in IRC 1. Also happening on Wednesday is another round of Club Feud. Head on down to the ballroom from 9 to 10:30 p.m. On Thursday, join the Office of Equity and Inclusion for a film screening of American Agitators, happening from 6 to 9 p.m. in the Great Room in Lee Hall. On Friday,
Obscurities with Magnus!
Every day, I get up and pray to John. And he increases the number of clocks by exactly one. Everybody's coming home for lunch these days. Last night there were skinheads on my lawn. Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. Some people say that bowling alley's got big lanes.
Got big lanes.
People say that bowling alleys all look the same.
Look the same, look the same.
There's not a line that goes here that rhymes with anything.
Anything, anything.
Had a dream last night, but I forget what it was.
What it was, what it was.
Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. Take the skinheads bowling, take them bowling. A dream last night about you, my friend. Had a dream I wanted to sleep next to plastic. Had a dream I wanted to lick your knees.
Hello, WNY 90.9 FM. Despite what they may tell you, you're still listening to Obscurities with Magnus Chanel. I hope you guys are having a lovely evening. I think I'm going to try to get y'all to listen to some unreleased music of my band just so I can hear it on the station. In the speakers. An excuse to listen to it, if you will. I don't know. No. Grace, are you involved in the rock ensemble at all?
I used to be, not anymore.
Interesting. I did that for way too freaking long.
I'm going to do it again next semester. I was fully transferred, so I didn't sign up for it.
Oh, really?
Like, last semester. So, and it was filled up by the time I tried to this semester. But I love it. I love Pocket. Pocket is my favorite person ever.
He's a great guy. Yeah, I agree with that. You know he's a DJ.
I do know. I tune into him.
Knows for Mark too.
What's in your pocket?
Yeah, he's great.
He's so awesome.
He's fun.
I do R&B band with him now, which is fun too.
Oh really? Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. Which is very fun. Love him. Yeah, I also just started a new band too.
What's the band? Tell me. Let me guess. Wait.
Okay.
Letting
you guess. You're probably going to be right.
Victoria chicks.
Oh my god.
Like
oh my god. Victor
yeah. chicks or something?
Victrix.
Victrix.
It means yep. female warrior.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And it's a Riot Girl band.
So yes. you're into Riot Girl?
Oh, so into Riot Girl. That's like my cool. baseline genre, I think. That's like back home, I had a band. We were definitely like more popish, but like I was trying to make us more like Riot Girl punk.
That's cool. That's cool.
So I really wanted to get into that more.
Really. So you're into like Bikini Kill?
Oh my god, favorite band is Bikini Kill.
Really?
Yeah, I'd say Bikini Kill, definitely Bratmobile for sure.
Bratmobile's
oh
great.
Oh my god. Like no. But I'm also just like really into like I'd say the style I'm trying to go for is more like Mannequin Pussy. I don't know if you've listened to any more of their stuff, but they're like.
I don't know if you'd say that on here. I'm tripping.
Oh,
it's
wait,
okay.
On
though. It's okay.
I'm so sorry. So yeah, but
well, in the context, it's a band. Sorry.
It's a band. Sorry, I'm sorry. MCC. I'm sorry. yeah. So like more, like of their earlier stuff is a lot more punky and like
that's cool.
Very like energetic and stuff. Yeah. So. That's what I'm
yeah,
trying to do.
Yeah, that's a band I don't really know. The one you just said that I don't know if we can talk about on air.
yeah. they who shall not be named.
yeah. I've heard good things. I mean, you don't really see a lot of bands doing it nowadays, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, like, good bands. Like, they're consistent, though.
No, yeah, they're definitely, like, they're really good. Yeah, and I'm also trying to get into, like, more shoegaze stuff, too.
Shoegaze is a great genre. Death Drive is a great
Death
shoegaze
Drive,
band
yes.
I can recommend. They're very unknown though, but mm-hmm. they're like from New York City. What just played?
There's this.
Sorry, no, it was my chair squeaking.
There's this one band called Main Era. They're a Boston-based band, and cool. like they're so small. They have maybe like 400 monthly listeners on
That's
Spotify.
Cool. That's cool.
But I recommend everybody should check them out because I think they're
you can't
really
actually
good.
Tell them to check them out, but you could say like this is a band.
Oh,
you can maybe listen to them if you okay. want.
Maybe. Perchance.
Because we're not like
okay.
you know what I mean? It's
yeah.
it's a weird it's like a legal thing.
Got it.
Well, I don't know if I'm even supposed to talk about that on air, but alright, this is I know the it's like some people listening want to hear this. This is my band's demo. I'm gonna play it on the speakers because it's loud in here. Alright, bye. Obscurities.
Oh, excited about. won't be very long, and you're going to see pleasant changes. Now, is it all easy? No, it's not easy because our flesh is full of the sin principle. When we're born again, Jesus comes to live on the inside of us. His Holy Spirit comes to dwell in us, and we receive a new nature. We receive the nature of God. But the sin principle is still very much alive in our flesh. You have to feed your spirit, and you do that by studying the Word of God, fellowshipping with God, being around other people that are like-minded and positive and share common beliefs with you, and you're feeding your spirit. When you praise and worship God, you're feeding your spirit. Being here tonight, you're feeding your spirit. That's different than going out and feeding your body. You're feeding your spirit. And if you feed your spirit enough, your spirit will be strong enough to say yes to God and no to the flesh. But if you don't feed your spirit, then the sin principle that is in your flesh will always have the upper hand. And even though you're going to want to do what's right, you're going to find yourself doing what's wrong because you're not strong enough spiritually to say no to what you should say no to and yes to what you should say yes to. In Exodus 33:18, Moses prayed to the Lord. I'm glad that I found it early in my walk with God. I pray for you. God, if I have found favor in your sight, I pray for you. When Jesus said, I am the way, he really came to show people how to live. And it was so different than what people were used to that we find several references in the Bible to the way. And I just want to show you a couple of them. Let's look at Acts chapter 9.
Just about done rigged my life. are the best to me. I had a lot of money one time, but whiskey and women, they tore it down.
there is a way that seems right.
Hello, Wony. Excuse me. Sorry, someone just went down the wrong pipe. I don't know what happened. All right, we're coming to the end of my show. Whoever's listening, I hope you're having a lovely Sunday. It is a lovely Sunday. Matter of fact. And yeah, I don't know. We're getting stuff going. I hope you all enjoyed. I'm going to play that again just because I want to. Because why not? Yeah. Great day. Great time to be alive. Probably going to end soon. I'm gonna play something fun. I don't know what I'm in the mood for right now. My daily mix on Spotify. Oh, I know what I want to play. I hope you guys all have a lovely kind of day towards the end of the day here. Sleep tight, you know. I think I might go. I think this is my last song. All right. I hope you guys have the greatest day ever. Enjoy your day.
I still hope you guys are having a great Sunday.
Preacher, imagine that. We need to stop trying to figure everything out all the time and not make people feel stupid because they don't know everything all the time. And it's okay to not know because God knows, and as long as you know Him, you're in good shape. Amen? Another lady said to me at this gathering, she said, do you still have doubts after all these years with God? Do you still have doubts about decisions that you make? And I said, you know, there was a time in my life when that just about drove me crazy. I mean, double-minded to the point where I was almost mentally ill. Make a decision, change it, make a decision, change it, put on an outfit, take it off, put on another one, take it off. Even just trying to get me to a restaurant could have given somebody a breakdown because I wanted to go to the one that had the salad I like, but then they didn't have one at the restaurant. Could have given, put on a decision where I was. You know, there was a time in my life when that just about drove me crazy. I mean, double-minded to the point where I was almost mentally ill. Make a decision, change it, ill. Make a decision, change it, make a decision, change it. Make a decision, change it, make a decision, change it, change it, make a decision, change it. Make a decision, change it, make a decision, change it. Put on an outfit, take it off, put on another one, take an outfit, take it off. Change it, make a decision, change it, put on an outfit, take it off, put on decision, change it, put on an outfit, take it off, put on another one, outfit, take it off, put on another decision, change it, put on an outfit, decision, change it, put on an outfit, take it, make a decision, change it, put on an outfit, take it off, make a decision, change it, make a decision, change it, put on an outfit, take it off, put on an outfit, take it, make a decision, change it, put on an outfit, take it off, put on another one, take it off.
No dream, no sleep, no sound for rain, no dream.
I'm handing off my show to a first-timer, so hopefully he doesn't screw up. WNY 90.9 FM, freaking Magnus Chanel, Obscurities with Magnus Chanel. I'm your host, Magnus Chanel. Let's go, dude. Obscurities. Obscurities, bro. That's not an applause. I hope y'all have the best day ever. The best day ever. I hope y'all have a great day.
Like, that can't be right. We have to really try.
Automation is off.
I do.
You can go on, but
I try my best to hear from God.
I have to fix that, though.
I want to be in the will of God. I don't want to do stupid stuff. I don't want to make mistakes. But I tell you, I mean, I could think of a couple things right now that I've done in the last year that were just really dumb. I mean, really just like dumb, dumb, dumb. I mean, even the other day, I was still thinking, I can't believe I did that. I just can't believe I did that. But you know what? God knew what he was getting when he got me. I'm no surprise to God, and you're not. He already knew about that mistake, and he already had it covered before I made it. You cannot live in peace if you don't get a new lifestyle. And that new lifestyle involves new ways of thinking, new ways of talking, new ways of talking, new ways of talking, new ways of talking. Oh, excuse me, I'm stuck. New ways of talking, new ways of talking. How many Christians don't sound one bit different than everybody else out in the world? And yet the Bible says plainly that the power of life and death is in the tongue. And whatever you indulge it in, you're going to eat the fruit of it, whether it's for life or death. Do you have any idea how much we could change our lives in 1 year if we would just begin to say what God says? Come on, you're not happy enough tonight. There are so many habits that I had. So many things that were a part of my lifestyle. You know, my lifestyle was if I didn't get my way, I got upset. Didn't have to think about it. That's just what I did. It was a habit. But I have a new habit now. I have a habit of peace. And it took me years to get it. But I have to have peace. I mean, if we have a problem, we're going to work it out. If I have to swallow my pride, so be it. We're going to work it out because I'm not going to live without peace. I have to have peace. Now, did I come by all this easy? No. But let me tell you something. What you go through to end up learning how to do the right thing, even though it may be hard, it's not nearly as hard as staying the way you are. There's nothing more scary to me than staying the way I am and never changing and continuing to just go around and around and around the same mountains all the time. I feel something coming up that I'm supposed to say to you. Stop giving somebody else the responsibility for your personal joy. You don't all look happy. Well, if you wouldn't do that, then I'd be happy. And if you would do that, then I'd be happy. I don't think so. Because if our happiness is based on what everybody else does, then how are we ever going to be happy? Yeah, I admit, it's not easy. But it's doable. The Bible talks about the broad way that leads to death and the narrow way that leads to life. The broad path is easy to live on. There's all kinds of people in the world on the broad path, and sad to say, there's a lot of Christians out there with them. But then there's also a narrow path. And there's not a lot of people that walk the narrow path, but oh, I tell you, the ones that do, they're world changers. The ones that do, they're living a life that other people want. There's just something about them that's just a little bit different than everybody else. It takes discipline. No discipline for the present seems joyous. Nevertheless, later on, we We need to care more about later on than we do right now. And that's part of the problem with our culture. Everything today is instant, gotta have it right now, cannot stand any kind of delayed gratification. I don't want to save and get it, I'm going to charge it. Doesn't matter if I can't afford it or not. If I fill up this credit card, there's plenty more out there. They'll give me others. People are living in houses they can't afford. They've got cars they don't have any business driving. Why? To impress them.
The Beatles!
This is Paul McCartney, and you're listening to WONY 90.9 FM. Don't touch that dial and keep it locked.
Attention, attention, attention. Doctors Without Borders needs your help. The organization gives assistance to populations in distress, natural man-made disaster victims,